From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Hey, before we get back to our look at the best of 2014, we want to invite you to be a part of the best of 2015 at our upcoming show in Orlando, Florida on February 12th. Bill will be dressed up as his favorite Disney princess, so do not miss it. Tickets are at our website, waitwait.npr.org.
One of the things we loved doing in 2014 was playing this new game based on the online retailer that everybody loves and hates.
Right now, panel, it's time for a game we're calling
Secrets of the Amazon.com.
This, of course, is the game where you have to guess what else was purchased by people who bought something on Amazon. Today, we're going to ask you about people who bought books by celebrities. Getting your question right, there's one for each of you, you get a point. Roy, you're up first. According to Amazon, people who bought Justin Bieber's autobiography, First Step to Forever, also bought which of these?
The Cliff Notes Guide to Justin Bieber's Autobiography, First Step to Forever.
Or?
To Beeb or Not to Beeb, Justin Does Shakespeare.
Or?
A 10-yard roll of full strength, Justin Bieber duct tape.
I think actually he did to be or not to be. I don't know. To be or not to be.
No, actually it was the duct tape.
Oh.
Just a thing for the HVAC repairman believer in your life. Yeah. Carrie, next one's for you. Actor and enigma James Franco recently wrote a book of short stories called Palo Alto. People who bought that also bought which of these?
The ultimate light-up flashing birthday tiara.
Or...
Francophone, speaking the language of James Franco.
Or
the 127 hours home game with giant boulder and hacksaw.
Okay. I'll take the tiara.
You're right. It was, in fact, the flashing birthday tiara. I don't know why. All right, Charlie. This last one is for you. Keith Richards wrote a children's book. It's called Gus and Me. He has no recollection of writing it. But people who bought Gus and Me also bought what?
Heroin.
An advice book called What Would Keith Richards Do?
Or
Rolling Stones Certified Kidney Stones.
Or
heroin.
I will go with the advice book.
You're right. It's called What Would Keith Richards Do? It's a charming book of anecdotes and quotes called Keithisms from the Rockstar. Very good.